This look through the prism may have begun with Ponce de Leon. Every year, Americans spend billions of dollars to create age-defying illusions using plastic surgery, creams, makeup, and other methods, when it turns out that the answer might be as simple as a walk on the beach. Joining us to explain is Dr. Barbara Gilchrist. She's the acting president of the American Skin Association, as well as a professor of dermatology at Boston University. Welcome, Dr. Gilchrist.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
New studies are indicating that using sunscreen may ward off wrinkles. Can you tell me a little bit about the study and to what degree the sunscreen may be effective?
Yes, the study you're referring to was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, work done by Dr. Adele Green's group in Australia. Australia is sometimes called the skin cancer capital of the world because there are many fair-skinned people originally of Northern European ancestry who are living in a very sunny environment, and there is an enormous amount of sun damage as a consequence. The government in Australia is quite enlightened with regard to their concern about this problem, or it is seen as much more of a public health problem in Australia than it is in the United States. And as a consequence, there has been quite a bit of good research on the effects of sun exposure, or conversely, the effects of sun protection on skin health. In this particular study, the group looked at the ability of regular use of sunscreen over a period of 4.5 years on the objective signs of aging or photoaging in facial skin. It was a nicely done study. It was a randomized study where half the subjects, actually it was there were two things that were examined. One was use of sunscreen or regularly or just on an as perceived need basis. And the other issue that was studied was whether beta-carotene as an oral supplement would affect the perceived aging process. And so the large group of volunteers was divided randomly into groups that got the supplement and sunscreen regularly every day, or no supplement and regular sunscreen use, or no sunscreen, or sunscreen use just as needed with supplement or without supplement. And at the end of this period of time, they had blinded observers compare photographs from before and after this 4-year period of study. And what they found was that in those individuals who were using sunscreen regularly, that is presumably every day, although over a 4-year period, it of course wasn't quite every day, that those individuals had, in essence, no exaggeration of their skin aging. This was a middle-aged group of subjects, that their skin aging appearance did not advance during this period of time. And in contrast, the subjects who were using sunscreen only when they felt it was needed, which on average was something like, you know, 3 days a week, that those subjects did have progression in the aged appearance of their skin. Among the group that used sunscreen regularly, the most fair-skinned individuals who are at greatest risk for photoaging, they actually had an improvement in the appearance of their skin. So they looked less aged at the end of the study period than at the beginning. All dermatologists believe, on the basis of their own personal observations, that sunscreen use protects skin, protects the appearance of skin, as well as prevents or reduces the risk of skin cancer. But here was a very nice study in a large group of individuals, nicely randomized, showing that regular daily sunscreen use, or at least the intent to do it daily, does protect your skin and slow or even reverse the perceived aging process in skin.
So let's talk about the sunscreen itself for a moment. Was this a very specific type of sunscreen with SPF 30? Was it something which had zinc? Was it a variable type of sunscreen?
I don't have the article right in front of me at this point. It was a standard sunscreen. It might have been an SPF 30 sunscreen. But the one reason I didn't focus on this, and I'm not sure the study did, that people, when they use sunscreen, usually use much less than the manufacturer uses to obtain the SPF rating. And so that most sunscreens, frankly, regardless of the SPF number, when used in the customary fashion, which is about one-half to one-fourth of the amount that the manufacturer is required to use for testing, that all those sunscreens have a fairly similar protection rating, actually, when they're used in thinner layers, the way virtually everyone applies sunscreen.
But they all used the same sunscreen, do you think?
Yes, everybody used the same sunscreen. And those who used the supplements, everybody used the same supplement or control supplement, that is placebo supplement. I should say that the supplement, the beta-carotene supplement, did not have any detectable effect on the rate of skin aging over this four-year period.
Just to qualify, it didn't have any detectable effect or it didn't have a significant effect?
It didn't have a statistically significant effect, and there was really no change, no difference between the two groups. And something which I think is very interesting in this regard, both for the sunscreen part of the study and the beta-carotene part of the study, these two interventions, sunscreen and beta-carotene, have been studied previously for their ability to prevent skin cancer. And the same group, Adele Green's group, who conducted this study on skin aging, had also looked at the ability of sunscreen to prevent skin cancer in a large group of people and found that it did reduce the number of skin cancers that occurred in a group of people who were using sunscreen regularly versus those who were not. And the beta-carotene was studied by a different group a number of years ago and was not found to prevent skin cancer in a large randomized study. So I think that those results correlate very nicely, and there is quite a bit of evidence to suggest that sun damage that produces skin cancer is exactly the same as the sun damage that produces skin aging. And so preventing one will seemingly prevent the other.
So that really may be a large benefit to use daily sunscreen. Wanna look into racial disparities? You said it was a large group. Do you know if this research or other research looked into racial groups?
This was a Caucasian group, and different ranges of complexion within the Caucasian range, but skin cancer certainly is overwhelmingly a problem of Caucasian as opposed to darker-skinned individuals. And within the Caucasian group is more of a problem, statistically much more of a problem for very fair-skinned people as opposed to individuals who tan readily and burn rarely. So, and photoaging is the same. Although you can and do have damage from chronic sun exposure, even if you are very dark-skinned, it's really quite minimal compared to the degree of damage and visible damage that occurs in fair-skinned individuals with similar sun exposure.
Now, you may have answered this to a degree already, but I've always been taught that everything is good in moderation. Do you have any concerns that someone hearing this might run out and just buy a tub of sunscreen and use it every day? Are there any side effects to using either too much sunscreen or use it too regularly?
I think the short answer to that really is no, that sunscreen used on a regular basis is good for you and that you benefit from this. The concern that has been raised about sunscreen is that there is one well-documented beneficial effect of UV exposure on skin, and that is production of vitamin D. And if you are an individual who does not obtain adequate vitamin D from diet or supplements, and in addition you minimize any sun exposure, it is possible to become vitamin D deficient. in a number of studies that have been done of individuals who are being extremely careful about sun exposure, using sunscreen regularly because they are at high risk for skin cancer, for example. In a number of studies that have been done in different populations, it really does not seem to be a problem. That is, that people get enough vitamin D from a standard diet or from supplements or supplemented foods such as orange juice or milk. So the one thing which people are aware of and cautioned about is being sure that they're getting adequate vitamin D from diet or supplement if they are not getting vitamin D from sun exposure.
And that was actually something that was on my list to ask you next. So let me move on to a lot of people in the upcoming weeks, we're coming into the summer, are going to head out to the beach, or at least they're going to head outdoors much more than they are right now. Do you have a recommendation of what type or what degree of sunscreen they should look for?
I would recommend that people use a sunscreen that is broad spectrum, meaning that it protects across the entire spectrum of ultraviolet, both UVB and UVA rays, and that it have an SPF of 30 or greater, and that it be reapplied if there's swimming or sweating or, you know, toweling off, things like this will all remove sunscreen. It is also recommended that people use common sense, and if you can have a nice day at the beach and not necessarily bake in direct sun all day, beach umbrellas are helpful, but not totally protective, but helpful. Wearing clothing when practical, cover-ups over bathing suits, et cetera, will minimize the amount of sun exposure you get over time. And of course, if you can, if weather permitting and schedule permitting, the sun is less damaging, less intense at the in the morning before 10 o'clock and in the afternoon after 2 o'clock. So I think, and again, depending on one's complexion and ease of burning, you know, to just not overdo the amount of exposure that you have.
We know that the sun, or certainly extensive amounts of sun, can be bad for the skin. But are we finding more pronounced effects these days due to climate change or impacts on the ozone?
There is concern that the ozone holes do permit shorter and more active UV rays to reach the Earth. Right at the moment, the holes in the ozone are in areas that where there aren't very many people, such as Antarctica. So I think that isn't so much of a consideration. There's plenty of sun that comes through, even without climate change, to cause plenty of skin cancer in the United States, for example, over 2 to 3 million cases of skin cancer a year, just with some type of sun that we all experience. It's a major public health issue and something that hopefully people will take into consideration as the summer approaches. You can have a very nice time outdoors without damaging your skin if you use common sense and daily sunscreen.
Looking through the prism, but not directly at the sun, I'm Andrew Hiller for The Voice of Russia. And we've been speaking with Barbara Gilchrist. She is the acting president of the American Skin Association, as well as a professor of dermatology at Boston University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.